Yes. Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you from Austin, Texas, in a little place called Hill Country up in this biatch. I'm in the part of Austin where it's specifically, you don't even know whether you turn, when you turn a corner, whether it's going to be like a bougie multi-million dollar house or just an RV shanty town. This area, I've never seen anything like it. I'm from New York City, so maybe most people have seen something like it, but not me. This is crazy. It's weird. There's all this strata hierarchy here. It's kind of weird because there's people, a lot of the people that move here now especially, they're just very upwardly mobile. Let's put it that way. I think they used to be called the yuppies. Yuppies? Is that a word? Yuppies? Yuppies? Yuppos? Yuppies? Yuppies. And now that word kind of got less used. Now people don't really use it. I don't know what they use now for that kind of person, but everybody here is like a rabid climber, social climber. They want to There's like, they came here, they heard there's a clique where they, all their dreams come true if they get in it, and they want in at any cost. That's the vibe. And they also use their kids to get in too. Like, they use their kids to socialize with anybody who they think is going to give them something. It's kind of a weird, not everybody's like that, but it's threaded. This whole so-called community is threaded with people like that. Then there's people who just kind of live here. They're retired here. There's me who just sits and stews and hates it here and resents the fact that I ever had to move here to begin with. Not that I had to, but I did. And now I am here for the foreseeable future, at least until the kid's like one or two and we can move around more easily. And it's not, I think before, I don't know, like before four is good, right? Four or five, so that they don't miss their friends too much. They don't get a chance to make too many. So I don't know. But I think older than five, it starts to be kind of, I would feel bad because she'd have to leave her little friends behind and shit. And I mean, I didn't go through that. I went through the opposite. My parents got divorced when I was nine. And for some reason, I don't know. I'm not going to say for some reason. I know the reason. The reason is I had burned a lot of bridges in my young life by being a weirdo kid. I would read a lot of books, and whatever I read, I tried to act, like reenact. And, that's cute and all, but it's a little weird because every week I'm reenacting a different book and nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. And I don't know. I just felt kind of like an oddball, and it made it so that when my parents got divorced and we moved, I was so jazzed to go to a new school, because I think in my head, you know, I had been practicing with all these books being different people, and I already knew who I wanted to be. So I was like, yeah, if I go to a new school, they don't know who I really am, so I can be the person that I think I am or want to be. And then they'll interact with that, and then I can be cool. And then it didn't really work, because you're still you no matter where you go. You're there. And so it would work for maybe, I don't know, like a month. Then I would run out of lines. I would run out of scenes in my head. I would run out of situations where I could pretend to be this other person. And then I would just go default to something weird. I don't know, I'd pick my nose, or I would cry, or something would happen, and then I would want to go to another school. So I had my mom move me to multiple schools. I was like a military brat, but just the brat part, not the military. So I think I was a little different in that regard. I didn't really care about leaving friends, because I was just leaving. I was leaving schools like I committed a robbery. I was like, I'm leaving witnesses behind and disguising myself. I'm going to Mexico. I even went to the Dominican Republic when I was like 12 or something like that. And it was the same shit. And over there, I actually kind of made it work. I was actually cool for like a year or something. And then it all went to shit because it's that, you know, you don't want to be too popular as a girl. It starts to get negative attention. You know what I'm saying? Because you get so friendly that people just think you're a hoe. And that was the problem. It's like, I thought I was being just friendly and fun. But I didn't realize that as a teenage girl, if you're friendly and fun, that people will interpret it as hoe. So then I would get in these situations with it, and it's like, you want to make out? And then I would kind of be like, I don't know, really? So then it was like, I would kiss and run, you know? I would be like, okay. And then I would ghost the person. Before ghosting even existed as it is today. And I don't know. But I don't want my kid to go through that. I want her to have some stability. She's already doing well. She's not growing up in the Bronx like I did. So that's cool. I'm going to be all... there's a lot of stuff to think about. Oh, menopause. I was reading about that. Like women taking testosterone for menopause. That's such a good idea. Why was everybody trying to take estrogen? Why are you trying to preserve everything that made you miserable about being a woman? You're trying to preserve the hormones that your body kept pumping you with during your menstrual cycle. Fuck that. Testosterone. You know how amazing it makes you feel? You know how amazing that makes you feel? I think that's like half of trans men are just, initially they think it solved all their problems because of how amazing testosterone makes you feel. That's it. And that sounds good for me. I'm going to put me down for some testosterone. I'm going to be so fucking roided up. But it's like, if all these women are taking testosterone, I could see women in this community taking testosterone. They're the types. I was in the supermarket the other day. Some lady came by. She called me a cunt just because I had opened a sliding door in the refrigerated section, refrigerated like butter or whatever. And it got in her way or something. It like interrupted her groove. And she was a pretty jacked looking lady. With a big round sun tattoo or something in her back. And she just like cruised by me and said cunt under her breath, it made me laugh actually. Cause just the idea, it made me laugh pretty loud that she kind of jumped, but it was like this jacked lady with this tattoo kind of cruising through Whole Foods, saying cunt under her breath. You know, the supermarket music and the vibe and the air conditioning and just like how everybody else walks around. It was just so hilarious. It was pretty funny. It's good that chicks like that can do that, because I would prefer them to live in this society where everything's organized. They could say cunt, they could walk around and, you know, whatever, do muscle ups and shit and occupy their time rather than the total breakdown of society. Bitches like that will kill you. I'd rather not be killed. She's probably on testosterone, honestly. She's probably on testosterone. And I'm willing to bet that every single Karen video on the internet, I bet the emergence of the Karen coincides with menopausal, like perimenopausal women taking testosterone. I'm willing to put some money on that. I do think that it would make so much sense why these women act this way. They really go out of control sometimes. And if you think that maybe it's probably testosterone injections or creams or whatever they're using, I think that's what's going on. Anyway, what are the topics we're covering today? We got the White House East Wing demolished. We got peanut allergy rates falling by 43%. Amazon Web Services crashed this week. And the latest in climate research, my buddy, my friend, my pal. And yeah, thank you for listening. You know, if I can get enough followers, maybe I can afford some testosterone of my own one day. And I can just inject it into my butt. I'll inject some Ozempic into my stomach. I'll inject some Botox into my face. I just want to get just full up on, I want to be like a parade float, just injected full of stuff. And just walk around engorged with, you know, all of this toxic Stu, maybe I'll become a superhero. I don't know. If you combine Ozempic and testosterone and Botox, which is, I think, like botulism, something. It's like some bacteria or some shit like that. All of those three together, what do they make? I don't know. I think they make like a new Batman villain. Anyway, the Associated Press reports that photos on Thursday show the entire White House East Wing has been completely demolished as President Donald Trump moves forward with construction of a ballroom. And I am only mentioning this because I see so many people mentioning this that I really got to weigh in real quick, because a lot of the people that are weighing in about this, I don't think they would give a fuck if somebody else did it. They wouldn't give two shits. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it's because they think that that money being used for the ballroom construction should be put towards other shit that people need now. You know, I don't know, addressing some kind of crisis. Like, that works. That, like, you could just throw money at something like, you know, the healthcare fucking mess that we're in, and it just gets fixed. Yeah, no. But they're kind of, I don't even know why people are, there a lot of people I saw on my feed just sharing it, sharing the article about the ballroom. And it's like, why are we covering this? There's, I mean, not covering it, but why is everybody so hyper-focused on this? Like some gotcha moment. There's all this other shit going on. And I don't know. This is an example of one thing where this is why people are like, oh, media bias, news bias, etc. Because the thing is, it just, because you see a pattern and then you just assume that it's a conspiracy. That this is one of those things where it's like you're looking at a pattern and then you just see some kind of, you imagine some intent behind it. And maybe there is, though. It's kind of hard to tell, right? Because all the news is covering this ballroom construction, the demolishment of the East Wing, right? Everybody's covering it. But they're not giving any context. There's just pure subtext, because you know what the subtext is. The subtext is, you know, he's breaking the White House. We knew he was going to do this, right? He's probably going to name it after himself. He's selfish and, you know, this and that. But then people have been trained by an algorithm for the last 20 years or whatever, or like, I don't know, what is it? How long has this fucking idiot been in office? 8 years, 6 years total, right? And but like 10 really of bullshit of having to hear about Trump every fucking day. People have been, I think, like trained by the algorithm to just respond, like a Pavlovian response to gotcha articles about Trump. So they just share it. I don't even think they really think about it. It's just a part of their flow online, because it gets rewarded. But it gets rewarded because it's just kind of, you know, peer, the confirmation bias, basically. Like, everybody comes together and starts posting about it. So then it looks like a trend on a social media app. And so then it pushes it up more. And then everybody, I don't know, it just, it's weird. It's like one of those things that kind of doesn't mean anything, but then people post it, they feel like it means a lot, like it's a part of some bigger thing. But the only thing it's a part of is Zuckerberg's wallet, really. That's what I think. The proposed ballroom was announced as a $200 million project in July. $200 million, that's like a congressman's like total, you know, income over like two terms or some shit like that. On Thursday, he put the price tag in the neighborhood of $300 million. The plans changed when the president heard counsel from the architects and the construction companies, who said that in order for this East Wing to be modern and beautiful for many, many years, for it to be a truly strong and stable structure, the phase one we're now in is necessary, and the president wants to do it right by the people's house. Okay, that's cool. I don't care about this. I kind of don't care about this. People commissioning some kind of reconstruction of buildings, institutions. I mean, I don't. It's fine. It's a new ballroom. It's a new ballroom. Who cares? Do you know how much money gets wasted? How many millions of dollars goes down the fucking drain? Literally down the drain from just the little bottles of water that they buy for these congressional meetings and all, and the filibusters and every single thing that goes goes on, you know, in Congress and the UN. Think about how many tiny bottles of water are purchased for every single meeting, committee thing or everything, the General Assembly. You know just plastic, microplastic water. And then people just take sips of it. Because I remember I used to be in these buildings and I used to watch that. And I always thought about that. I was like, well, this is such an egregious waste of just water, bottles of water. People would take one or two sips and then they just knock it over. They fucking throw it out. They leave it in the table. Right? How many millions of dollars can you save by just making people bring their own water bottle? You should just do that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Put your money where your mouth is, literally. Trump on Wednesday lashed out at a journalist who questioned him about criticism that he has not been transparent about what he's doing to one of the most recognized buildings in the world. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't, because do we care about like the integrity of the White House to that degree where you can't even make improvements? I mean, weren't people smaller back then? Don't you gotta raise the ceiling on that fucking thing every 100 years or something anyway? Is that still a thing that people think? People were shorter like 200 years ago and they were even shorter than that or something, like 200 years before that or something like that. And so when you go to like colonial museums and stuff, the beds look tiny. It's because people were tiny. Tiny, okay? Now we're big. We've been on a beef diet here for a long time. People are taller. You gotta raise the ceiling on that White House. Anyway, that's it. In other news that I actually give a shit about, peanut allergy rates fall by 43%. New study found that peanut allergy rates fell by 43% in recent years following 2017 guidelines that encourage parents to introduce peanuts early. So 4 to 6 months. I'm already giving Sunday a bunch of peanut butter. Lots and lots of peanut butter. Lots of peanut butter. Mostly because I eat that shit all the time. So I give her some of mine. And the huge drop led to an overall decrease in child food allergies. And eggs now overtake peanuts as the most common food allergen in young kids. Scientists still don't fully understand what causes food allergies. You see that sentence? But for decades, parents were told to avoid exposing infants to common allergies. That all changed after a 2015 trial found feeding peanuts to babies cut their allergy risk by more than 80%. You know, you can die from a peanut allergy, right? So this previous recommendation by science, for all you follow the science dildos, science actually caused the death, unless you put a peanut on somebody on purpose to kill them, but that's a murder, but caused the death of how many people with peanut allergies because their parents were told not to expose them to peanuts, that it would actually kill them, and it was the opposite. And that's why everything is messed up now, because it's been too many times in, I think, recent memory where this kind of shit has happened. And now you got this thing where people are just freaked out about everything they're seeing. Demons in the vaccines. I mean, it's insane. But it's their fault. It's not our fault. It's their fault. And that, you know, the fact that they don't even let us look at peer-reviewed journals. I like when people start pushing back against doing your own research, people, right? Because this is an example of the bullshit that this is, right? You tell people that it's stupid to do your own research because what are you going to have a lab, right? That's what they say. Like you're going to set up a chemistry lab in your bathroom and not make meth. Like you're going to actually research vaccines and shit. Like you're going to be doing it for good and for truth and the pursuit of knowledge or whatever. Like you're going to be buying expensive computers to crunch data for you so that you can sequence some fucking genome to solve AIDS or some shit like that. And you're going to do your own research. That's not what the fuck people meant when they said do your own research. They meant that peer-reviewed scientific journals where people review data and conclusions from other scientists, then they critique it and they raise up the, you know, issues and these holes in the argument and this data is not right and blah, 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 right? That we had, because we had access to that not 10 years ago. With a Google Scholar search, you could actually pull up multiple scientific journals. You could read peer-reviewed research, which means that was what people meant when they said do your own research, which I guess was kind of a dumb way to put it, but it's a legitimate thing where you read people's research, right? And then you parse through it and you do due diligence to truly understand what they're saying, or at least get a good sense of it, right? And you know what, people? That's what dictionaries are for, right? And there was just so much information available that you could actually do the research, read these peer-reviewed journals, and they were accessible. And so people were educating themselves about, you know, medicine for themselves, which, you know, is concerning because, you know, you want to take care of yourself. And scientists are telling you not to fucking give your kids peanuts. And now your kids are fucking dead because you listen to these fucking idiots. You know, even Darwin said, and it's not like I know this quote off the top of my head. I'm not impressive in that way at all. I just read it recently. Even Darwin said in his autobiography, he was like, you shouldn't trust science to the principle of exclusion. You shouldn't trust science to the principle of exclusion. And nowadays, people are so fucking stupid that they literally want to trust science to the principle of exclusion because it makes it easier, one, to be lazy and complacent and let somebody tell you to just open your mouth, and just they put a pill in your on your tongue, like you're receiving the Eucharist, right? Like you're believing in science, like the Eucharist. You take the pill in your tongue, just like it was, like you're doing communion, and you don't ask any questions and you just revel in the mystery of science, right? And then B, because I don't think people really want to look at the scary reality that these peer-reviewed journals are not accessible to us as much anymore, and we're kind of screwed in that department. Like, they're taking access to knowledge away from us. They're putting it behind paywalls. We're fucked. We're fucked, okay? Go make friends with your local witch doctor, because that's what we're going to be left with by the time this is all through. You're not going to have access to knowing anything. They don't want you to know anything unless you pay for it. And that was the thing with the internet, is like you suddenly could know everything you wanted to know. It was like knowledge became a jungle. And if you just got a good machete and some nice hiking boots, you can get in there and slash your way through to gleaning some kind of truth about something that you needed to know, that you needed help with, like medicine and shit like that. But now we're not going to have that. And that's the thing that pisses me off the most about the way they keep framing shit. You're stupid. Do your own research. What are you going to... Scientists do their own research. It's like, idiot. That's not what people are doing. Nobody wants to be a scientist. Like, you're not going to just... It's not like that scene in Evil Dead where the guy just goes to the trunk of his car and opens it up and there's, like, books on physics and chemistry. And then he just, like, he learns it in 5 minutes and cobbles together, you know, like weapons to fight a demon. It's not like that. It's going to take at least a week to do all that. But yeah, you could learn this stuff. And they used to make it seem like you should learn it. There used to be all these documentaries about some guy whose daughter had some disease where she was becoming purple. And he was like, why is she becoming purple? And then he would, you know, they're like, we don't know. We have theories, but we can't. And the doctors would be stumped and scientists could. And she would go in for all these tests and nobody knew. So then the father would go out of his way to learn about that, the field of research that had to do with her illness. And then he would actually he would just burn the candles at both ends, just trying to learn, just to save his baby girl. And then he would learn it and he would have an epiphany and he would actually come up with the missing link of research or the idea that would help these scientists with this girl. And it was like democratic, right? And it just made it. And then also they would tell you things like, you know, Thomas Edison, you know, he taught himself all of the electricity with magazines and all this shit, right? Because they wanted people to do that. You know why? Because you couldn't really put a premium on knowledge. You couldn't charge for knowledge. And so that since they couldn't monetize it, they were just like, yeah, have it. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, who cares? What are you going to do? You know, you still need us. But now it's different. And so now they're going to take it away. They're going to take it away. Now they don't want us to know shit. Shite. That's why the literacy rate's going down. Anyway, Amazon Web Services this week. I don't know if you noticed, but there was a sweeping outage. So a sweeping internet outage originating from its cloud computing data centers was mostly resolved. The outage impacted sites and apps serving millions of users and businesses. Yeah, I want to know the intern that punched in a dumb line of code that just made the whole thing crash. Unless it was AI, and that's why. The outage. So let's see. Services of Snapchat, Canva, Signal, Perplexity, Duolingo, and OpenAI. Damn. Look at that. What's Signal? Which is the Signal app? What does that do? Signal app. Signal app, what do you do? Open source encrypted messaging. Oh, okay. So like a WhatsApp or some shit? So yeah, okay. So Snapchat, Canva, Signal, Perplexity, Duolingo, OpenAI. Sounds like anybody who wanted to commit an international crime ring crime was pretty much asked out for a few hours this week. So, yeah, that sucks. Yeah. I bet it was just somebody wrote, like, gay in the code, and it just broke the whole line of code, and that was it. And that's what happened. And that guy's getting fired. I bet it was AI, though. I bet somebody asked some stupid prompt, and somebody asked for, like, a cake recipe, and then they pasted it onto the wrong, page, and everything just crashed around the whole world. Yeah, at this point, I mean, wasn't all this stuff, isn't capitalism supposed to make things better? This kind of feels like what you would go through in some either banana republic. When I lived in the Dominican Republic, the lights would go off all the time. Or like what we would call a communist country, like the boogeyman of the communist country. Everything fails, the lights go out and all this stuff. It's the same shit. I feel like we've gotten big enough. These companies have gotten so big that we're basically living in some kind of de facto. It's not capitalist. I don't know what the fuck this is, but this isn't capitalist. Because this is just some monopoly that controls the infrastructure. So, you know, the supply of data. And it just, when it messes up, the whole fucking grid goes down. That's crazy. Should they be that big? Probably not. Dude, this is going to be like a feudal economy in no time. I feel like it's going to be like a tech feudalism. And that's what it's going to do. What are they going to do? Where Amazon, they're probably just, eventually they're going to have robots that can do all the packing in those warehouses. All those people are going to get fired. It's going to be a big crisis. And then Amazon's going to pretend that they are super good people because they're going to keep these people on. They're going to give them universal basic income. In exchange, you know, why don't you do me a favor? And it's going to be fucking, I don't even know. I bet they'll like give people money, but in Amazon credit. And then so you can only buy shit from Amazon. Your medicine, your groceries, your clothes, everything. It's going to be a look too. You're going to start to, people like that are going to have a certain style that you can identify pretty easily. And they're going to be like serfs. It's going to be kind of like what Uber Eats people are becoming, where they're like serfs too, but in a different way. They're more like, I don't know, indentured servants. But the Amazon people, they're going to get fired and they're going to give them UBI. And then you're going to get Amazon credits in exchange for doing shit for them too. Like, if you want extra Amazon credits, you gotta do some study, like some, you gotta go through some medical trial where they inject you with some green shit, and then they, you know, take notes on a clipboard, and you get some Amazon credits or something like that. I feel like that's what's gonna happen. Anyway, Earth will achieve net zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2093. And the temperature rise will stabilize at 2.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by 2100. Doesn't that sound a lot less like a crisis now that data centers are a thing? The fuck happened to the climate change crisis? You notice there's not been a peep about the climate crisis ever since data centers became the thing that was going to happen next. Like, this is the next thing. They've already decided. They've already begun building them. They already work with the government, and they have the green light, and they take all of the water, and nobody gives a shit. And they produce a lot of heat, and they're huge, and they make a lot of noise, and they suck. And later on, you're probably going to discover that they make you grow an extra arm or a leg. You got a bunch of three-legged freaks walking around bitching about the noise. It's noise complaints, you know, three-legged Karens on testosterone just lumbering across the landscape. That's what's going to happen. This is our future. Take a good look. You can move to the woods now and maybe have, I don't know, a couple of years of peace before they get you, before you get evicted, like those people that wanted to start an African tribe in Scotland. Look that up. That was a good article for a distraction. But yeah, it's now all of a sudden we need data centers. So fuck climate change. Fuck, you know, rare endangered squirrels and whatever chirping mice of the desert that are going to get eviscerated. They're going to go extinct because of these data centers. They don't give a shit. Because why? Because we got to beat China. That's why. We got to beat China. And because of that, we can all go to hell. I think that's what's up with that. Anyway, that's all the time I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz. I was Melissa Diaz. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week on Monday, and we'll talk more about the news and about life and all this other shit. If you can tell me where to get some illegal testosterone, that would be great. Just send me a little message on Instagram. And yeah, that's it. Aside from that, take care of yourself. And have a good weekend, like I said. Thanks again. All right.